Man Fights Back, episode 44, take one.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
All right, welcome to Man Fights Back, episode number 44. This is Eddie V.
And this is Andrew E. Did you miss us?
Yes, we've been on quite a long hiatus. It's been filled full of fun stuff, let me tell you. Work, work, work.
Work.
A few things in between.
But mostly work.
But mostly work. Which is a good thing in this economy, but we're sorry we've been gone so long. It's been, it has been very, very busy. All of us got stuff going on, and Andrew E. and myself have not had much time to sit down and actually plan out an episode.
We haven't had any alone time.
Yeah, exactly. Just to let you know, I've had stories from the BP oil spill when that first occurred, so that's been how long ago?
Well, our last show was May 31st.
Yeah, so it's been... I don't know, 6 months?
June, July, August, September. Almost 5 months.
Yeah, about five, almost 5 months. So we've had a few people hit us up and go, hey, man, when are you going to come back with a new show and all that kind of stuff? And I just kept saying, I don't know yet. We're working on it. We're working on it. And we finally have a moment here to sit down with everyone and do that. So we had to open up with a special clip with Dirty Harry for episode 44, the 44 Magnum,
44 Magnum
episode. So anyway... God, it's been crazy. All kinds of stuff going on all over the place. Right now, I am so burnt out on the elections and campaign ads.
Yeah, I'll be glad when they're over next week.
Yeah, it's insane. My TV, well, the limited TV time that I've had has been interrupted with commercials constantly, and especially this last week.
I don't watch a lot of commercial television, so I haven't
seen
too many.
Well, you're Mr. TiVo.
Well, and cable.
And cable. Well,
yeah, cable channels don't have a lot of election stuff on it.
Oh. Well, I don't watch cable. I've been watching like your standards. See, I had to cut back on my cable bill. It was $180 a month.
Wow. That's what mine is with internet.
Yeah. That's with internet and HD and DVRs and special HD receivers and
yeah.
And all that garbage. And I finally just said, get rid of HBO and Skinamax because...
Yeah, we didn't have any of the premium channels. We just have, you know, I got the $55 a month internet
right
on UVerse and then some HD channels. But the only thing I get to watch is Top Gear on BBC America. And I think last night I watched Nova on PBS.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah, you watched that Miner episode, did you?
Yeah, it was really good. It was all about the 33 Miners stuck for 69 days, I think is what it was.
Yeah, something like that.
And... No, it was actually really interesting.
Oh, huh. I remember the rescue. The rescue was unbelievable. That was pretty cool. NASA had a hand in it in designing the capsule that was going to bring him out of the hole.
Pretty much America had to come to the rescue.
Yeah. Hey, I was going to ask you, did they actually dope up the miners before they sent them back up the hole? So I've heard reports that they were basically given like painkillers and stuff.
I think I may have dozed off a little bit towards the end of the show.
The most important part that I want to know, and you don't.
Yeah,
you
I kept it. I kept it because I was going to watch it with my son because he was actually interested in it, but I didn't get started until like almost 9 o'clock last night. So I didn't want him staying up till 10 to watch it. So I kept it and I'm going to watch it again.
Gotcha.
But yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think I dozed off a little bit. No, I take that back. I think I stopped it and we ended up watching something else. That's what it was.
So, to
be continued.
I got you. Well, we watch Parenthood. We like that show.
I record it, but I haven't watched it yet.
That's our new show. We like Thursday. So Tuesday nights, basically, Shalimar likes Biggest Loser. That's one of her favorites. And then
never seen it.
After that, it's Parenthood.
So, yeah, we record Parenthood. Carla watches it, but I just haven't had time to watch it.
I think it's pretty cool. It's not bad.
I try to slip in at least a couple episodes of Top Gear every week.
Oh, there you go.
That's my favorite show.
Is that car show?
Yeah.
Yeah. The vehicles, I guess, all around vehicles, right?
Yeah, a lot of high performance stuff. Then they always have really cool challenges and things like that. That's what I like. It's entertaining. You know, gotcha. The guys are hilarious. I guess they're doing an American version of Top Gear, and I'm sure we're going to butcher it.
Oh, really?
Of course, we did make The Office better. The Office was originally a BBC program, and it.
Although Michael Scott, the original Michael Scott's not going to be there.
I heard he's leaving.
Yeah, so, he's done. Dunzo.
And he's still on the show.
For this season.
Oh, okay.
I think.
We started watching Outsourced, which is right after that. That's going to be the new Office. It's actually pretty funny.
Well, that's cool. I've been doing things like talking to the space station.
Well, yeah.
The International Space Station, your ham radio stuff. I haven't talked to him using voice yet, but I used computer communications. And,
that's cool.
You know, I actually talked to somebody through the space station. I talked to somebody in Chicago with using computer stuff.
So you basically bounced a signal off the space station.
Exactly. The space station relayed my signal back down to Chicago. And then I did talk to another guy. Using computer modes again, it bounced my signal back out into Maine. So, which was pretty cool. You know, people don't understand. They just think, you know, why don't you just get on the internet and use chat? I'm like, yeah, I understand that, but there's an engineering
this is a challenge.
Yes, there's an engineering challenge to this, and then you know,
it's all about timing and patience. And
now I did hear, and Shalimar and I were doing some shopping at Lowe's, picking up some materials for our house. And I tuned in the frequency that they used to talk to people down on Earth. Mm-hmm. And we actually heard them in the car.
That was while you were in Lowe's?
No, not while we were in Lowe's, unfortunately not. But no, we heard them in the car. And you know, the thing is, you can see the space station. You know, you can go online and and see and have it predict when it's going to pass your skies. Yeah. And you can actually sit out and try to spot it and see it. And
yeah, if you go out in the country, you can see a lot of satellites. We used to do that when I was growing up at my grandparents' farm. We'd sit outside after dinner. You know, we'd all be sitting in the chaise lounges, and I'd be kicking back, looking up at the stars. You can see shooting stars and all sorts of stuff.
Oh,
yeah. You can't see that stuff in the city.
I mean, no.
It was so dark out there that you could just see just millions of stars. It was great.
Yeah, you got to go to the middle of nowhere. And so, I mean, given that you can see it, if you have a signal from a radio and line of sight, you can literally hit it with that. I mean, you only have like a 7-minute window max to be able to talk to them. If they're talking, they don't always talk either. So
because they go around the Earth like once every 30 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, it's every hour. Okay. I think for Indiana, and the thing is, there's a schedule because it doesn't always constantly go over Indiana. It goes over Indiana for so many hours during a day, and then because the pattern changes as it goes. So, I mean, it constantly, you know, comes through, but it's usually right now, I think we're in like the 11 p.m.
It's like a spirograph
time. Yeah.
You know, when it goes around.
When I was trying to talk to him, I was getting up at like 6:30 in the morning and trying to see if I could reach him, but no luck so far. But they still have the Commander Doug Wheelock that's up there right now from the United States, and he will be up there till the end of November, I believe. So I got some more time. We'll see if we can do it. That's my geeky world. Sounds pretty exciting, I'm sure.
Very exciting.
Yeah. What else is going on? Jeez. It's all kinds of stuff. I don't know. I don't know what kind of show notes Andrew's gotten together. I've been doing the technology back-end setup here and trying to get all this crap to work. We actually do have a pretty cool setup. Andrew can
we
controls.
We have the iPad.
Yes. So
I've been playing around with the iPad, which is just a... Up until now, I mean, this is the first thing I've actually done functional on it. Other than that, it's good for watching Netflix and playing games.
Yeah,
it's just a big toy.
It is.
So, but I know a lot of people are getting them, and so we got one for work to
version 2, baby.
Yeah, I know.
Version 2
is going to have the camera in it.
Yeah,
and then that'll be a game changer.
I think my dad has one. It's still sitting in the box.
Probably.
Yeah, and he's had it probably for a couple months.
Yeah, actually, he got it the same day I got mine. And
see, I should just, you know, I should just snatch that thing and say, hey, you know, let me.
They probably gave it to you. I don't think he'll mess with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think the BlackBerry tablet's going to come out, or the BlackBerry, what do they call it? The Playbook.
Oh, yeah.
Is going to come out. It's going to beat the next iPad.
You think?
Oh, yeah. And that's going to be a huge game changer because it's actually designed to be used in the enterprise, whereas this is designed to be used by children.
Well, yeah, but you won't be able to do the cool stuff with our Man Fights Back podcast probably with
that. No, it'll be a closed system, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
so
and it'll be smaller.
Right.
It's like half the size of an iPad.
What we need is just an iPad that would do this whole show.
Mm, yeah, that's true.
Because I've got three computers. You've got yours as fourth.
Yeah, I posted a picture to Facebook while we were setting up.
Ah.
So, yeah, I used to do this with one computer. Now I've got two.
Wow.
So I just need to get one more. I actually got my BlackBerry here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, your BlackBerry. Well, I got my phone and an iPod Touch. So, really, if you want to count all that. But
we got a lot of technology to do this show.
Yes, we do. Very high.
If we didn't have it, it'd sound like we were talking on a crappy telephone.
Yeah, tin can with string.
Tin can. I hate listening to podcasts that sound like crap, and I have to say, at least our show sounds decent.
Yes,
it does. Due to you being the audio engineer.
Oh, thank you. I try. It's actually really hard to get back into the groove of this. I'm trying to figure out how all these cables, what they plug into, where they go.
I bet there's one or two things here plugged in that we don't need.
I'm pretty sure. I know there's a computer we just don't need, but I use it, you know, for the internet and stuff. So if we find a good clip or whatever, I can actually get on the internet and play it for everyone here. But I don't know, man. That's about it. I don't know. There's just all kinds of stuff going on. We got a lot of things to talk about. I don't know what our order is, so I'm kind of let Andrew kind of run with it.
We're due for a music break.
We're due for a music break. All right. Well, we got a little comedy clip here that we'll go ahead and kick off from Ben Twisted. This one's called About Her here on Man Fights Back.
A friend of mine stopped over just the other day.
Whoa, hold on.
Said, man, there's something you should know.
All right, hold on. Let's try this again. Because I didn't realize that all these clips were put in warped mode. And if anybody knows anything about Ableton Live, when you put them in warped mode, what it does is it speeds them up based on the beats per minute that you have set for the entire setup. So like when you're DJing, you know how you're at the club and they're and they fade into like Staying Alive, right? Well, and it's all based on beats per minute. It's all the beat. So anyway, in Ableton, what they do by default is when you throw a clip in there and forget and you haven't worked with it in months like me, it automatically puts it in warp mode. So let's try this again. Ben Twisted with About Her here on Man Fights Back.
Friend of mine stopped over just the other day. Said, man, there's something you should know. I think I saw your girl hanging out down Hooker Way. Yeah, man, she just might be a hoe. Well, my friend, I do appreciate you telling me this. I guess in love and war all's fair. But to be completely honest, I just don't give a shit. No, I don't fucking care. Cause she says, baby, when you wanna play, you can call me night or day. And when we're done, she goes away. That's what I love about her. Ah, ooh, ah, oh yeah, that's what I love about her. Ooh, ah, oh yeah, that's what I love about her.
All right, there you go. Just a little minor ditty.
That was a short one.
Yeah, it was a short one. Ben Twisted, man, he's pretty funny. He's got a lot of stuff on Meteo Alley.
Is it Ben Twister or Ben Twisted?
I think it's Ben Twisted.
Oh.
T-W-I-S-T-E-D.
Got it. Twister in the show.
I think our last episode we might have featured him on there as well, or a couple before. He said some other ones that I thought were pretty funny. But yeah, you gotta check him out. Check out just do a GTS that, you know, or Google that shit. That's a new term I learned. Thank you, Mr. John.
GTS.
Yeah, GTS it.
There's actually a website called Let Me Google That For You.
Oh really?
And I think if I remember correctly, it plays a little video that you can send to somebody of you typing in whatever their question was, showing them how to use Google.
Oh my God.
It's pretty funny.
That's funny.
I'll find a link to that. That was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of things. You can find everything. If people would just take the time to find the answers in Google, everything's in Google. You can pretty much find whatever you need right at your fingertips. You just need to know what to ask. So
there we go.
Did you find it?
Yeah, if you go to LMGTFY.
LMGTFY.
Let me Google that for you.
Oh, okay.
You type in the query, and it will create a link. You send somebody that link, and it will literally... Oh, this is hilarious.
Wow.
It says, step one, type in the name. Step two, click the button. Was that so hard?
Nice. Oh, wow.
Love it.
Oh, well, some people just don't get it, man. The internet's too hard. So, but everything you want is found on the internet. So, what other stories do we have here? What did you have on our list?
You had your October 13th.
Oh, yes. The October 13th incident. In fact, I am going to GTS some of that here. October 13th, UFOs. Yes. Here we go. I just thought it was kind of interesting. It didn't get a lot of media coverage in our area, but there was a person who used to work for the government, NORAD, and I think he was a NORAD officer a while back. I think he's retired, actually, but I heard him on a show.
He's old,
and he was talking about, you know, he predicted October 13th that UFOs would be visible in different spots around the globe. And supposedly, well, we know for sure New York had some kind of weird incident.
Yeah.
We weren't really sure what it was. You thought it was balloons.
ABC News, Fox News, those two affiliates reported it on their newscast. Actually went out and did the man in the field report and of these strange objects in the air. I mean, they look like balloons.
Yeah. No, they do.
But they were kind of holding in their...
area.
In their area. Now, somebody had posted on there that given the right conditions, a helium balloon will only go up so high and then it'll stay there because the atmospheric pressure.
Oh, really?
And all, you know, so, no, I mean, you could. Well, it's like when you have a balloon, like a helium balloon. Remember when you're a kid and like you get it like the carnival, and then the next day it's like hanging like in the middle of the air, and then the next day it's on the floor.
Right, right.
So,
yeah, okay. Possible. Well, according to theexaminer.com, the insider source,
newspaper.
The insider source for local. This is an article by Andrew Wozni. Hold on, I got to get through the damn pop-ups that are on their page. Thank you so much, Examiner. Appreciate that. Okay, great. Let's see. Man, this is ridiculous. Their pop-ups are just out of control.
Well, it's like the National Enquirer. And, hey, this just in.
Oh, what is it?
We got a friend of the show is listening in.
Really?
Matt.
Matt?
Not the Matt that you and I know, Matt that I know.
Matt that you know. Okay.
Yes. And he's probably out at the port.
Hello, Matt that you know.
he usually checks in on Facebook.
Outstanding. So we got one lucky listener here. Are you watching the stream, too?
I turned it off.
Oh, well, then we have two people. So...
I turned it off because it was sucking up all my bandwidth.
Gotcha.
We're at a hotel right now. And even though we have 8 megs down and 2 megs up, according to speedtest.net, we have crappy internet. I don't know how that works.
At least we're getting the stream out.
But I think we're sucking up the between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 devices in the room. We're probably eating up all the bandwidth.
Yeah, I did say. Yeah, that's all right. Uh-oh. Hold on. I forgot to change our text on our video here.
Yeah, you probably want to do that.
I'm out of the groove here. Live now.
So yeah. So anyway, prior to October 13th, this old guy predicted.
Yeah.
Some stuff.
Retired Air Force officer Stanley A. Fulham predicted on predicted on October 13th, 2010, that the UFOs would put on a massive display over the world's principal cities.
They were going to uncloak.
Yes.
And show themselves.
He predicted they would not land or communicate with us, just execute an interplanetary sit-in. This prediction comes at the heels of the release date of his new book, Challenges of Change, the third edition.
Well, this guy's old enough to have grandkids, so he's probably got them all out there releasing helium balloons.
He reports this event will be the initial interaction in a process leading to mankind's acceptance of the alien reality.
Never happened. We'll never accept them.
Well, supposedly that day.
Or they'll kill us.
There were claims over Germany. There were claims over Russia, China, all the big...
Guy's got a big family.
UFO places that they seen weird things. But, yeah, I don't know. So anyway, this kind of occurred. There was a New York story. There was more than one, I thought. But I don't know. They could have been weather balloons. Who knows? But Even if they weren't, we would never know. I don't think anyone would ever
officially come out
and say anything. But I thought it was pretty interesting. At the end of his thing here, he says, we must not put our faith and hopes into aliens. We as humans are going to have to solve our collective problems ourselves. There will be no alien cavalry riding in to save us from ourselves and our ignorance.
Wow.
This dude's got some pent-up frustration. Jeez.
He's sitting in a mountain for half his life.
Wow.
Working at NORAD.
I mean, I just wanted to see an alien just because I thought it'd be cool. I didn't want it to solve my problems for
me. Some Yahoo would shoot it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's too many hill jacks flying around that would be out there going crazy.
Well, GlaxoSmithKline, who's actually been in the news recently about medications that don't work. I think they had a couple, like some kind of topical, like baby ointment and antidepressant and something else that I guess they were manufactured overseas and weren't quite manufactured properly.
Yeah. Manufactured and overseas aren't two terms that go well together.
This was back from June, but I kept it because I thought it was pretty interesting. Printable prescription drugs heading to a pharmacy near you. If research, this is from Engadget, actually, from June 5th, 2010. They're talking about how some drugs will be able to be printed for you at the pharmacy in the near future. Prescription drugs are usually about 99.9% filler and 0.1% actual medication.
Really?
So the new method they're working on would involve printing the active drug onto the surface of a pill at the pharmacy, meaning that the drugs could be customized for each person. Multiple drugs could potentially be included in one pill. The process only currently only works with about 1% of prescriptions on the market. I'm not sure how they're going to be able to print liquids, but but they're, you know, moving towards expansion. That is kind of interesting. I mean, you're going to... I couldn't imagine working in a pharmacy. You say all the stuff that they have back there and they make mistakes. And, you know, if they could automate this, the thing where they could do a specific dosage, and let's say you've got a regimen of medicines that you take on a regular basis and they can include them all in one pill.
Right.
You know, that'd be great.
It's kind of one of those things. Why didn't I think of that?
Exactly.
There's a video on here. Are you interested in listening to that?
On what?
YouTube. I think it's a YouTube. No, it's a PSFK.com.
For this story?
Printed pills.
Oh, yeah.
May allow for faster acting medicine.
Cool.
Let's see here. I'm looking to see.
I'm going to like this on Facebook, and I'll be one of the first of my friends there.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? There's no video. Gosh. Oh, hold on.
Maybe.
No, it's a picture. Sorry.
Of pills?
It's a picture of pills laying on a table.
That's probably the picture that I had on my story.
Yeah, probably. Darn it. I really wanted to do video with that.
All right. Well, moving on.
Okay.
Before our next music break, the Chilean miners were rescued after 69 days.
Yes, they were.
And I think we were talking about, I can't remember if we were talking about that on air before or not.
We did when we opened.
A little bit? Okay.
That's okay.
All right. We've talked about a lot today.
Go ahead and bring us up to speed.
But I got a link in there. It's probably an old link. We all know they survived. There was a funny occurrence that didn't get a lot of press, though.
What's that?
With the guy with two people for him.
Yeah, Shalimar told me about this. I had to get a good chuckle out of it, and actually heard some more news reports on this later. But one man that was down there, I think his name was Fabio or something. I don't know. But anyway,
it's a good Chilean name, you know, Fabio.
Is it Fabio? I don't know.
All I can say is the guy was probably the last one to come up because of this.
Here we go. I mean, Google is great. Well, yeah, hold on. We'll get into that in a minute. But I just typed in Chile minor, and then all of a sudden wife mistress, minor mistress, like all this stuff auto-filled for me.
It's like your Google phone. It just knows.
My Google phone, my droid. No, his name was Yanni. Sorry, even better. Yanni Barrios Rojas. It was according to the Telegraph here, but this was actually a true story because I guess his wife or his mistress, where one of them were at the scene and was talking about his Yanni being down there, and the other woman was like, what do you mean your Yanni, my Yanni's down there? And come to find out, Yanni was married to one of them, but not the other. He'd been messing around with the other girl. Yeah, so he let's see. He asked them both to go up to the mine to meet him when he came out. He says quite simply that he loves them both, that they are both important to him, and he wants them to be friends with each other. I bet he does. perhaps understandably, his wife was has refused to meet him if the other woman was going to be there. Mrs. Salinas, who has no children with her husband, said, I am happy because he made it. It's a miracle of God, but I'm not going to see the rescue. He asked me to, but it turns out that he also asked the other lady, and I am a decent woman. Things are clear. It's her or me.
Good for her.
Wow. Miss Venezuela, 45, claimed that he'd been planning to leave his wife and marry her when the rock fall happened. Wow.
And maybe that was a sign.
Yes. Obviously, his wife said she felt humiliated and that she's not going to see him. He has written in his letters that he really wants them to be friends and for this to be a happy ending in more ways than one. He gets to keep them both. Damn, this dude's a player. He's the minor Chilean player.
He's got a hell of a pickup line.
I guess so.
You know?
Well, what would that be?
Want to hear about my 69 days underground? Well, I'm one of those guys.
Oh, brother. Yeah, that was, it was kind of a chuckle. I'm glad he made it and got out of there okay. But anyway, you had to see the picture of these women. Wow.
Mustaches all around.
They're interesting women.
All right.
So, yeah, they're not models. Well, they're not, you know. Miss Venezuela, like the Miss Venezuela. Her name's really Miss Venezuela. She's not the, beauty queen, pageant contestant, whatever.
Wow.
Miss America or Miss World. I guess she wouldn't be Miss America, would she?
No, she'd be Miss Venezuela.
Miss Venezuela.
All right. Well.
Anyway.
We're a little off our rhythm here.
Sorry.
That's okay. No, we're fine. We got to get back into the swing of things.
Got to get back into the groove.
It's been 5 months.
Yes, it has.
Time for a music break.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Sweet. Just out of curiosity, do you remember a band in the 80s called the Blow Monkeys?
No.
Let's see here.
Did they open for the Butthole Surfers?
Hold on. This is one of their songs from the 80s.
That's probably why I don't remember it.
You were an 80s child.
Yeah, but I didn't listen to this crap in the 80s.
Damn, so loud.
It's just not my cup of tea in the 80s. Oh, I've heard this song. I have heard this before.
Okay. Interesting. Did you, you were more of a Ramones and...
Punk and alternative and...
All that kind of good
stuff. But I have heard this song before.
Okay. I figured you and Carla'd be dancing to this at prom.
Probably were.
Yeah. Uh-oh. What am I doing here? Okay, well, we'll fade out of that and go to our real song. I was just curious. That's classic 80s. Shalimar and I are going to have an 80s party. You're invited, but you have to dress the part. So, everybody has to dress the part.
I think I still have my glasses from high school.
You got to get the thin tie.
Oh, I'm sure I've got a couple of those.
Sweet. All right, man, here we go. This one, our official music break, is going to be Christopher IQ Moore with Cold Hearted here on Man Fights Back.
To Jamaica, to Jamaica.
Crazy.
Using the island with love, Kingston, crazy, world warriors.
Welcome, welcome, make them know it's them people cold hearted. Oh, oh, I saw my people.
We Jamaicans cool like the Arctic, don't freeze, just crank up and start it. Just chill cause they're so bitter, freeze you like the coldest day in December. In the hot sun there, so frosty, lethal in the garrison and in the block party. Sub-Zero, that's how they're feeling. Maybe cause love missing and they need it. Neglected in the streets, so cold. No wonder why they're roaming with a predator soul. The island hot but Jamaican cold. You would think why be Eskimo.
In the lane or in the bar,
like when the drummer, drummer roll. They will make you slip and slide. No get caught up in a landslide. Like money in the ice, all you will die. Freeze to the bone while them other tears turn to ice. This is just them kind of life. To be around Jamaicans, be wise. Cause they are.
Right, there you go. I know it's a little different than what we usually
it is a little different
usually what we play. I don't know. I try to find a variety of music, open up open up our friends and listeners to just a whole
trying to listen to the stream here, see how we sound.
Yeah, I was curious. Is it?
It's a little distorted. If you download the actual podcast, it sounds a lot cleaner. We're battling with some bandwidth issues here, so
yeah, the hotel doesn't exactly provide you dedicated bandwidth for a show. So I'm trying to figure out how in the world I could get it to sound better. Hold on. I just need to look at the channels here and outputs.
I'm afraid to touch anything now on the iPad.
Yeah, if you had the minor interruption there, that was all Andrew.
Yeah, we've got a what's this tool called again?
Which tool?
That I'm running.
Oh, Touch OSC.
Touch OSC. It basically gives me a wireless interface to the master mixing board that Ed has on one of the computers over there. So
yes,
during the middle of the show, I said, oh, what's this button do? He kicked off a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, he trying to scroll. That's okay. It's all learning. Do you have the audio still up from the stream?
Yeah.
Curious if it sounds any better. Hello?
Yeah, it sounds a lot better.
Does it? Okay, yep. Good. Well, we're going to...
All right.
Trying to go with that. All the tools have changed, and all the streaming stuff that we use to broadcast the show live on the internet.
Yeah, everybody's updated.
Is updated, and we're out of the loop. It's been so long. But anyway, geez, what else do you have on your list?
Oh, I actually had a little segment on here about the iPad I was going to talk about.
Okay.
So
hit me.
If you're thinking about getting one of these, I don't know that I'd recommend getting the one with the AT&T card in it.
Really?
And the reason I say that is, I mean, if you want to spend the money to do that, that's fine. If you want an iPad, you could probably get the lowest end iPad. I mean, this thing with the Air Card and the Apple Care was $1,000. Now, for $1,000, you can buy a lot of things.
Yeah.
You could buy a netbook, which is going to give you about the equivalent size screen and a full keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Some places you can get built in Air Card, you know, for way less money. I mean, it's a fun device. Don't get me wrong. I've got a Kindle. I'm a huge Amazon Kindle fan, and I've tried reading books. The iPad has a Kindle app, so I can basically, I can read a book on my Kindle, on my laptop, on the desktop, on my BlackBerry, on the iPad. It all synchronizes, so I can, you know, stop one place and pick up the other. Don't like reading on the iPad. Excuse me. It's great for hopping on and checking the news. You know, I'll go to a couple of websites and, you know, Sunday morning or something, I'm drinking my coffee and I want to pull up a couple of websites and I don't want to fire up the laptop. Works good.
Right.
But I don't know. I just haven't found this is like the must have gadget.
Right.
So if you like to read and you're thinking about getting an iPad for reading, definitely consider the Kindle.
When I've heard the iPad, it's just basically a big iPod Touch.
It's exactly what it is.
Right.
And I've got an iPod Touch, and yeah, I mean, the screen's bigger, which is nice. And if you get the high definition applications, they're great. But if you try running a regular iPad application on here, for one, it only fits on like the middle of the screen. It'd be basically the equivalent of setting an iPod Touch in the middle of the screen, and that's all the bigger it is.
If you were to run an iPhone,
it's small. It's the same size. There's a times two button you hit that stretches it.
Yeah, and it looks pixelated.
And it looks awful.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Nobody wants that.
So this is just my review. You know, it's a nice device. It's a nice toy. It's fun to play with. But I think for the money, there's a lot of other things. You know, like I said, if you like to read and you're thinking about getting an iPad to read, I would spend the money on a Kindle. They're $140 now.
Right. And it's easier. It's like reading a real book, right?
It's like reading paper. The e-ink is awesome. I mean, I can crank through hundreds of pages on an e-ink book. You know, you sit down in your favorite chair with, you know, with a light and something to drink and, you know, read your books. Much easier on the eyes. I mean, you know, iPad's got a backlit it's got a backlit screen just like a computer. It's basically looking at a computer screen.
Right.
So, you know, the touchy feely stuff's kind of fun and the pinch to zoom and all that other stuff's kind of fun.
What about the apps? If you buy an app that's written for the iPod Touch or the iPhone, do you still have to pay for the iPad app?
You don't. And
that's cool.
I found this out by accident because there was one application, I can't remember which application it was. It was like a 99-cent app. That I had for my iPod Touch, and I was like, "Well, I would probably want to get the new version for the iPad."
Right.
And I went to go purchase it, and it says, "You've already purchased this. Do you want to download it?"
Right.
Well, sure. So I've got it on both devices now.
That's cool.
So
kind of like what happened to me. Actually, I was really excited because Shalimar got a new iPhone, newer version, her dad always gets the latest, greatest version of the iPhone, and she usually gets the next model down. So when he replaces them, so they go through this big shuffle. So anyway, she gave me her old iPhone, and I actually used that to jailbreak it and just learn how to jailbreak it, get into it, and what you can do and all everything else. It's not a functional phone anymore, but it's like a big iPod Touch. So anyway, I needed to download the same apps that I wanted, you know, from my on my iPod Touch to this. And when I connected to iTunes and all that stuff, it said you already purchased this. You want to re-download it? I was like, sweet, I don't have to buy.
Yeah, I found that out by accident, which was nice. That was nice, because I know with other devices like BlackBerry, they lock it to the PIN number of the device. So if you want to switch, it's a real pain. Most of the time, it's easier to just repay the app than it is to try to switch the license over.
Yeah, like trying to transfer all your stuff, back it up, restore it. One thing that I just found that was pretty interesting as well about the iPad was that Verizon Wireless is going to be starting sales of the iPad tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought it was sometime in October.
Yep. And
that's just a precursor to the iPhone coming to Verizon.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be the whole trial period. It's a Verizon Wireless kicks off sales of Apple iPads, either bundled with MiFi mobile hotspots or sold as Wi-Fi only units in 2,000 stores on Thursday.
They're not putting their radios in them.
Says also tomorrow, AT&T will offer iPad Wi-Fi plus 3G models in 2,200 stores with data plans starting at $14.99 a month.
I got 3G on mine. I bought mine straight from the Apple Store, though.
We'll offer iPad Wi-Fi plus 3G models.
Right. That's what I've got.
Oh, okay.
But
what's that supposed to be about then?
It's got the cellular radio in it.
I understand that. Okay. But it says so what's the big news? They're already doing that.
That they're carrying it. Because right now,
AT&T.
You can only get it from Apple.
Yeah, I was thinking, but who's the data plan through?
AT&T.
Oh, AT&T is going to start carrying the actual iPad.
And you can't put this. And I've run into a lot of people that are using these in business, mainly the executives. They like the coolness of it. You know, they take it to meetings to read their email and.
Right.
Yeah, it's a great pooping device.
Well, you can play piano. According to that commercial, you can do all kinds of stuff.
But you can't add it. Right now, you can't add it. Maybe AT&T will fix this when they start selling it. You can't add it to a corporate plan. Uh-huh. I have to pay $20 a month or whatever on my credit card to get the wireless data plan on it. So,
Expense it.
I might have. I might have done that. I don't know if I'm going to renew it, though. I may do the $10 a month data plan, because honestly, I use this thing on Wi-Fi 90% of the time.
I tell you, all these gizmos add up. It's like you pay Netflix, right? $10 a month?
$15
a month. So you got $15 a month for that.
Mm-hmm.
You got your $20 a month right now for that.
Yep.
$30 a month.
Well, they got BlackBerry that runs $100 a month with the data plan.
But you don't pay for that, do you?
No, but I mean, when you start adding all these things up, though.
I mean, if you're a consumer and you're paying for all this stuff.
Yeah. Well, my daughter and my wife have BlackBerries, and they're $100 a month.
Man.
So,
and then you start, and then let's say you do the game service, right? Mm-hmm. Like I do this, but it's $17 a month for game service where you can rent games just like Netflix.
Yeah. And you actually had an interesting comment today about the game stuff.
I did. I need to find some more information on it, but
because if this is true, man, this is going to be devastating to my son.
Yeah. There's a company called, I'm just familiar with this company. I'm not using them, targeting them for anything. So just, you know. It's basically, let me look this up here before I misspeak, but, use game sales, illegal, use games illegal. Here we go. I guess what's something that's trying to get, a court ruling, could make used games illegal. So it would put companies such as GameStop out of business.
Well, here's something back from April of 2009 saying, a recent article suggests that GameStop's practice of repackaging used games and selling them as new may violate FTC law, which I understand that.
That's understandable. No, this is actually targeting used games. Here's an article from September. It says, it's not often that legal cases involving end-user license agreements or engineering software have a direct impact on the game industry. But a ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals may have just changed all that. The latest round of long-standing legal battle between Timothy Werner and Autodesk has found that EULAs, is what we refer to them as, effectively supersede ownership rights, which may mean that you don't own any of your video games. You're merely leasing them.
Oh, somebody else had this as a business model one time, too.
Yeah. Therefore, reselling used games could actually be an illegal act. And it is true. I mean, they're trying to do this with video games as well. And it says, before you panic, a couple things to keep in mind. First, if EA, like EA Sports and all those game companies, or any other company were to take GameStop to court over used game sales, then you can bet those companies would immediately have all their titles pulled from the chain shelves,
mm-hmm.
which would be market suicide. Even though publishers may loathe GameStop, they still need them for as long as physical media exists. And the last thing they want is a long, protracted legal battle while millions of copies of their hot new game sits in the warehouse because GameStop refuses to stock it. While there are plenty of other options for where to get your games, every company knows that restricting the market is a terrible idea and will do everything possible to prevent it.
Well, they don't make any money on used games, so it all comes down to the money. There's another thing that says similar EULA warnings can be found in video games, with Electronic Arts explicitly stating that it grants you the right to play the game. It does not sell you the game itself.
That's just...
If EA were to take GameStop to court, there's now a precedent that suggests that EA would have a strong leg to stand on blocking the sale of secondhand games.
Wow. I don't think they want to do that.
I think it'd be, I mean, EA, I mean, I can tell you half the games we have are EA Sports and EA Games. We're a big EA customer, but if they're going to pull this stuff, then,
right.
I mean, we buy a lot of our games used. We'll rent them. Like, well, we used to, you know, we'd rent them from Blockbuster when they were around.
Right.
try them if we liked them.
Right.
You know, you could either buy them used because, I mean, typically, you know, video games now, I remember when they hit PlayStation, the games hit $50 a pop, and now they're like $60 a pop.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And if you wait a couple weeks, you can go pick up a used copy for $40.
Right.
You know, and they're guaranteed. If it doesn't work, you know, they test them. If it doesn't work, you take it back. And there's been games that I've purchased for my son that either were, they looked good, and then he got them and he hated them. It's like, well, I'm not going to have this thing sitting around. I'll take them and we sell them.
Right.
So, I mean, there's definitely a market for it, but EA's not getting paid for it.
Right.
They get that first purchase, and that's it.
Right. The thing is, they went into that business knowing that was the model.
Yeah.
They sell a game, they get paid for it, period. You know, if somebody else is going to make money, because there is a process to this. You got to verify it, you got to check it. I mean, there's a process to verify the used games. So that GameStop is going to make a profit. Any business is in the business to make profit. And then they've got manpower that it takes to inventory these games and keep track of them and check them, verify them, everything else. Repackage them, and from what I've seen, they've always sold them as used games. It's not like they're trying to resell them as new, and you know, they're decent prices. So
well, and they're gonna turn into a thing where basically, I mean, what EA is trying to say is that you're renting the stuff, and I think Microsoft kind of has something similar to that. They actually have an education program that we were looking at for one of our clients, where it's actually pretty good. It's pretty beneficial to this particular client. It's based on the number of employees that you have. So your full-time employees count as one unit, your part-time employees count as a third of a unit.
Right.
They license it per employee, so you could have 10 employees and 500 computers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're in a teaching environment.
Right.
You only have to pay for those 10 employees.
Oh, that's cool.
So, I mean, in that case, but here's the catch. You renew every year.
Right.
Because you are renting the license, you are leasing the license, or it's a temp. I don't know what the right term for it is, but that license is only good for a year.
Right.
And then at the end of the year, you have to settle up, and then, okay, let's say you hire more employees, you got to pay more money.
Well, why don't you just bundle this into a support contract and be done with it?
Yeah. So,
I mean, most people have to buy a support contract anyway.
That's true.
So,
and it makes sense in a lot of technology stuff.
Right. Huh.
Trying to find a good link to put in the show notes on this, what we're talking about.
Yes, definitely. I got to check the stream. Keep them entertained.
Okay.
You got a camera. You can dance around.
Yeah, I don't dance. Juggle balls. You will never see me dance. Ever. Or karaoke.
If I have an 80s party, you got to break out your 80s dance.
Break out my moves? I have no moves. I'll tell you that right now. So if you're inviting me over to see that, then you ain't going to see anything. Yeah, I'll find a link later.
We've had quite a few viewers tonight. We've had like a 51 total viewers.
Cool. Well, here, I can check the stream. I've got it right here.
I hope people didn't forget about us.
Unmute it. Yeah, and actually it's running pretty current too.
Really? Sound pretty good?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's only about 5 seconds off.
Sweet.
Which is pretty good. Sorry, we don't have any more exciting backgrounds and stuff, but
no.
It took us 3 hours to get ready for this tonight.
Yeah, it did.
So luckily we got it up and running.
Finally, you know. Anyway.
Oh, so you're listening to the stream and listening to headphones? Yeah, that's going to totally mess you up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, man, the stream, it sounds bad. It's like there's, it's like we're plugged into a lawnmower or something. Turn this down some more.
All right.
Sorry. Sorry, everybody. We're still trying to get it all adjusted here.
And then once we get it adjusted, we're not going to touch anything. We're just going to put it all back in the box and
right.
Fired up later.
I know. I mean, it sounds like, it doesn't sound like an analog telephone.
No. But. Well, you're quite the audiophile, too. So if it even sounds a little bit off, you're not going to be happy.
Well, you know, I strive for the greatest, you know, sound.
Howard
possible.
Hughes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we should fire up a music mashup trivia. I haven't been challenged for a while. And you know what? I'm going to try to do it from here.
You're going to try to do it from there?
I am. I actually see it on the display here.
Okay.
Yeah. I got some on my throat. All right. Let's give it a shot.
All right. Here we go.
Maybe. Hey, there we go.
There we go.
This is pretty cool. I have to admit, I'm just going to have to learn how to use it. Yeah.
All right, everyone. This is Music Mashup Trivia. This is actually a repeat, but
it's been so long and I'm old, I'll forget.
The object of the game here is to listen to the clip and try to guess who the artist or artists are, and see what you can do here. So here we go with clip number one. Actually, we tried to stump Andrew, so let's see what. I don't even know if I'll know this. Oh, yeah, I'm all over it.
Yeah.
sort of. Yeah, I know who it is.
Taking my notes here.
Do you have any idea? I know you
one
sure
of them,
had
yeah.
One. Yeah.
Well, one of them's from the 80s.
Okay.
I'm going to totally get the second one wrong.
Let's try it again. All right.
Well, one of them's NXS, and the other one I want to say is Ludacris, but I know it's not right.
No.
I think I'd guess that same. I vaguely remember this from the last time.
It's that band who does Roses. Like, I think it's like Black Eyed Peas or something.
It's not Black Eyed Peas.
Gosh, who is it? I don't know. Let's go with clip number two.
All right.
I know who these are.
Hey, I think I can get this one.
Okay, hold on. Let's see
for everyone
if everybody
listening at home
needs to listen one more time here. All right. Yeah, I definitely have these two. Okay, let's try it again. Sample number two. Oh, yeah.
Janet Jackson, Rolling Stones.
Okay, you got that one.
I got that one.
All right. Yay. Let me look up the other one here.
It's going to drive you nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's like Roses, something Roses. I don't know. Anyway, thank you.
Outcast.
Outcast, that's it.
I just Googled Caroline Roses and
hey, there you
gotta
go.
Love Google.
That's right. GTS. Anyway.
Uh-oh. Are we looping?
We're looping. Okay, that was Music Mashup Trivia. Thank you, Derek K. Miller, for the background music here and the little music we hear for our Music Mashup Trivia stuff. If you want to check them out, I think you can go to DerekKMiller.com.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I think that's it. Or just look up Derek K. Miller, GTS.
Google it.
So, thank you very much, Derek, for providing that copyright-free music and letting us utilize that on the show. Appreciate everybody, even our opening.
Are you packing a pipe over there or something?
No,
or
I'm putting my headphones away.
Like you're.
I got to turn off the stream so the rest of our listeners don't get bogged down. I'm not really impressed with StickCam.
It's changed a little bit.
It's changed a lot.
There's no chat room anymore. Well, there is, but it doesn't work the same as it did before. Now you have to register.
Now there's Twitter chat.
Yeah.
So you'd have to be like a big Twitter.
Twitter's not a chat client.
No, not at all. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
All right. We do a music break after the Music Mashup Trivia.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
I think we should move on to a music break. You want to fire this one off too? You're just having fun with your little iPad over there. I don't have to do all this anymore. I can just say...
I'm having a hard time with these abbreviations.
This one is Madame Moselle with Something Better featuring Amanda Blank. Here on Man Fights Back.
I got something better. I got something better. I got something better. I got something better. You up on game, I'm the baddest bitch doing this, you know the f***ing name, I'm mad, Wazelle, I'm mad, Wazelle, click, click, bang, watch me unload, never do I clone, I'm so official, in the league, I'm my own, you should know, if you don't, it's best you get on, try your hardest to keep up with me, got the fire, you can't admit to me, so just believe me when I tell you I got something better. Baby, trust me, I ain't scared, cause I'm mad, Wazelle, and I'm kinda like a big deal. Click, click, bang, watch me unload, never do I clone, I'm so official, in the league, I'm my own, you know, and if you don't, it's best you get on, try your hardest to keep up with me, got the fire, you can't admit to me, so just believe me when I tell you I got something better. For the chin. I put my hand up on my hip. Oh, dip, my dress really, really thin. I put that big grin on my whip.
Hold it.
That ain't really none of y'all business. Hey. Put it down like Palex, go for mile. My style is smoking like an incense. Hey. No, it's automatic. I'm the one in the chamber. Those who wish they had it need to now manage their anger. I'm nice. Better than whatever you just had. And that's why they call me. Besides, so sorry giving you jet lag because I'm dead. Yeah.
There you go, Madame Moselle, Something Better, featuring Amanda Blank, here on Man Fights Back. Hold on, I better make sure we have it all set up here. Hold on. Oh, man, what am I doing? Oh, jeez. Hold on. Never mind. I think that's it. It'll be in the show notes. And anything you hear here is all independent artists, independent music. We like to support those independent artists who are trying to make it in the world and in the scene. It's like winning the lottery.
That's true.
So we like to feature them on the show and appreciate making their music available so we can feature it.
All right. Well, we were talking about something we might try to do special for an upcoming episode.
Yeah.
Maybe do it. Well, we were talking about it. I don't know how we're gonna figure out the specifics, but we may reach out to our fans here and see if we can do a call-in show.
Yes.
Using some sort of commonly available technology like Skype or Google Phone. I was just looking at Google Phone. I don't think you can call in on Google Phone.
No, it's more numbers transfer game kind of thing with Google.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, you can call in on your computer client, right?
Yeah, I can call out.
Right.
But I don't think I can call you on Google. Well, that's what chat is. So
right.
You wouldn't.
You know, I wonder if we have a different model for this.
Okay.
We do a conference number.
Ooh.
And have just like a pool.
Like a conference bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a conference bridge of everybody.
Oh, jeez.
On one big conference bridge. I think that'd be fun.
Like a GoToMeeting podcast.
Yeah, it'd be kind of like that.
Maybe we can get some sponsorship.
There you go. I'd like that.
Actually, here's a new little bit of technology. I don't know if did I bookmark this yet or not. I just had it too. Log me in.
Yes.
The remote computer people.
Right.
Are going to be offering a free screen sharing application.
Ooh.
I think it's called Meet.me. I think.
So is it similar to like...
it's like GoToMeeting.
Oh, okay.
But it's free.
What about like the BombGar? We use that as a support.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
for
you
support.
Pay for it.
Yeah, this is actually like you could do a meeting.
Oh, wow.
It's something.me. Join me. Join.me.
Ah, join me.
So if you go to http://join.me, you can basically have the conference and skip the room. You click share. You install a small piece of software, and you can share your screen.
Nice.
So I'm really surprised they're doing this for free, but... I think they're trying to pull some people away from GoToMeeting and some of those other.
No, of course. It's going to give you the features that you can get away with, and then the features that you actually need, they'll probably make you pay for it.
Yes.
So it always works. Nothing's free. Or it is to an extent. But, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty funny. They've got a button here called Talk Nerdy to Me. And it talks about the viewer requirements is nerdy. Nerdier, the host requirements. Nerdier, the security.
See, that just makes people like us feel nerdy. We're engineers.
It's true.
We're not
it's more nerds. More two computers and just hitting a button.
Right. I mean, call me a nerd. That's fine. But I'm still an engineer.
That's
At the end of the day, I equal engineer. Not nerd. Not geek squad. What's another one of those great companies that...
Nerd herd. That's Chuck, I think.
Yeah. Or is that what it is? Nerd herd?
Yeah, the nerd herd.
Well, there you go. I watch a lot of TV. But even on TV. So, I don't know.
I'm putting that in the show notes. We are not nerds.
We are not nerds. We are engineers. I'm getting a little hot in my Steelers hat. Well, if you're watching live on the video, I think I just ran everybody off. But if you're watching live on the video.
ADV's a Steelers fan.
I am. I have my hat on. My team's doing well. Did you know that you're not even allowed to discuss the events that happened in an NFL football game without written approval
from
the NFL?
Express written consent.
That is ridiculous.
So, I mean, technically we can't say that the Steelers won last week. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So, did you see Tony Romo break his shoulder?
Sure did.
See it live?
Poor baby.
Yeah.
I sure did. You know, one thing I thought was really good about the NFL, they... had a lot of people, a lot of the players, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the players are wearing pink, and the coaches are wearing pink hats and everything else. Tony Romo refuses.
Really?
To wear this.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I'm like, what a jerk.
A little bit more of a DB than I thought he was.
Yeah. I am not a Tony Romo fan.
Well, I've got him on my fantasy football team, and I'm thinking about trading him. Or
I would now
giving him away. I've got you know what I picked up Tim Tebow too because he was always my favorite college and my college football player, and I have a feeling before the end of the year he will be playing. Right. Actually, they put him in. They put him in last week, and like his second play, he ran a touchdown in. So, you know, I think you guys laughed at me when I picked him up, but I'm thinking, you know, by the end of the year, he may be the number one quarterback.
That may be.
So, you know, I will have him.
Right. Here's a nice little forum I found. Speaking of Tony Romo not wearing the pink in support of breast cancer awareness, there's this forum on here. This guy says, or person, I don't even know if it's a guy or girl. Why does he not wear the pink? He could show he's down for the cause if he only would wear the pink. And the person responds, because throwing three picks in a game is pink gay enough.
Jeez.
And another guy says, so that's it. I was just wondering what was up. Another one says, the network censors won't allow him to show it. Cowboys fan, but he has absolutely no leadership skills, not to mention they have Benny Hill as a coach until there's a change in leadership. Someone with some cojones. Romo is going to live in his own little world on Romo Island.
Wow. That's pretty good.
I like that.
I did skew your vision of Benny of Hill. Roethlisberger, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, you did.
The guy looks like Will Ferrell.
He does. With the helmet on, totally looks like Will Ferrell.
If they ever make
a
movie about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Or just football.
Or football in general,
I just want to see Will Ferrell in a helmet, because I do have to agree, he does look a little like Will Ferrell with a helmet on. But, yeah, Ben Roethlisberger's back. I don't know. I have my own opinions of it, but I'm not a big Ben fan, so I think he's overrated, but. That's just me. He was supposed to be this great great leader, and he's supposed to be a good Christian and everything else. I mean, when he was originally into the Steelers, when he was brought in, everybody was like praising him because he was such a great great Christian. He was a great leader, all this stuff. And I was like, okay, you know, that's cool. And I gave him a shot. And then when one report comes out, what he was doing, or, you know, allegedly doing, messing with these girls, and then, you know, another report comes out what he was doing, and it was true. I mean, you know, the lady confirmed it, the right. last one or whatever. You know, it's just like, man, what is going on with this guy? So, I mean, everybody gets off the beaten path. Hopefully he's back on it for his sake. I really hope he does, but it's going to take a little while for him to get back into my heart.
Your good graces.
Yes.
That's right, because he was suspended, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was suspended for four games.
That's right. Okay.
It was supposed to be six. But he's suspended for four games. Good behavior. Well, hey, you know what? They did a good job. They did a good job and hung in there without him.
Yeah.
And, you know, they may have lost one out of those four games, but I think a lot of people were shocked they even did that. So, but go Steelers. Hang in there. It's going to be a good year so far. The next game coming up for the Steelers is the Saints on Halloween.
That's the Sunday night game.
Yes, 8 p.m.
And then the Colts Eastern play the time? Monday night game.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I think trick-or-treating is over at 8 o'clock on Sunday. So it means I can be done with all the ghosts and goblins and watch some football.
Normal, everyone, just so you know, normal trick-or-treating hours on Halloween are 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. those are normal
this
hours.
This is a public service announcement.
If you come to my house after 8 p.m., I'm sorry, but I'm going to be A, eating my candy that's left over, and B, watching the football game.
Let's see. Who is it? Who plays Houston at Indianapolis and Pittsburgh at New Orleans?
There you go. Yeah.
That's all we can talk about, because without the express written consent of the NFL.
Oh, crap. Sorry. You know, I thought it was kind of funny. What was it? Well, there's been a lot of stuff going on. Jeez, Brett Favre. Have you heard of all that?
Yeah.
He was videoing and taking pictures of his genitalia.
Roethlisberger Jr.
Yeah.
Or Roethlisberger Jr.
Well, Shalimar told me, because she wrote a book by his wife when she was going through breast cancer. And she wrote about her experience or whatever. And she had said when she was diagnosed or whatever, he was having an affair on her then.
Wow.
And she said this in her book. And then
oops.
I'm like, I wonder where all that's going to be.
Yeah,
where
no
all
kidding.
That's going to stand. What was the Colts player who was just arrested as well in Indianapolis? Brett McAfee?
Yeah, the virus.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Brett.
Is it Brett McAtee?
It was McAfee, I think. Yeah, he was found along the canal in Broderville, a nice popular bar. With
shirtless.
Shirtless, wet. He dropped his shirt in the canal.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah, sure he did. He was running around trying to get in some, allegedly he was trying to get in some woman's car. And,
Do you know who I am?
What the heck is his name?
No, I don't.
Colts McAfee.
Colts punter.
Yeah, it's Colts punter McAfee. Here we go.
Yeah, McAfee. Brent.
Pat.
Pat.
Sorry. The one game suspension of punter kickoff specialist Pat McAfee.
Just one game?
Yeah.
Huh.
Pretty interesting.
Almost not worth it.
No, pretty much.
Come here, let me slap your wrist.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's okay. We'll just go ahead and, you know, then they had another Colts player was arrested for DUI.
Mm-hmm. I think all the Pacers have quit carrying guns and shooting each other, right?
Well, now it's going to the Colts.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know. I guess basketball season just started. World Series was on tonight.
Yeah.
We missed it.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Like the end of the game?
Game one.
Oh, game one.
Game one of the series. Yeah.
Who's playing? Is it the Yankees?
Oh, you have to ask that.
Oh,
the Texans.
The Texans?
Somebody from Texas.
Oh, jeez. Why'd you even bring it up?
I don't know. I was gonna actually watch it maybe because I mean I used to play baseball a lot, but I don't follow baseball at all. Texas Rangers.
Okay, so the Rangers and the Sycamore Giants.
Giants. San Francisco Giants.
No, Padres.
It says Texas Rangers and the National League champion San Francisco Giants. It's right here on Wikipedia. Wikipedia is never wrong.
Is it Giants?
Yeah, really? San Francisco Giants.
Well, I'll show you what I know.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about the World Series, so.
Yeah, it's like I don't watch much basketball, but I'll try to watch the NBA Finals because, you know, there's usually a couple good teams and it'll be some good game.
Right.
But
that's cool. Very cool. What else do we have? Jeez.
That's all we had on the show notes, my friend.
Okay. Well, I think that's about it. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're getting near the end of that month. Do whatever you can to help donate for the cause.
We've got some guys at the office that are doing the Beards for Breast Cancer.
Yes, we do.
Campaign. They're growing a beard throughout the entire month, taking donations. They've actually been on television. Some of the local, two of the local news stations have picked it up.
Channel 8.
Yeah.
Yep.
So beardsforbreastcancer.com. So pretty neat. They started it, was it last year or the year before? And it's becoming more and more popular every year. So
I think it was a couple of years now.
Yeah.
It's like second year they've been doing it. Like,
I was going to take part in it, but after day three, it was time for me to go back to work and I had a little bit of gray in my beard. So I was like, I'm done.
There you go. Well, unfortunately, with volunteer work that I do, I'm not allowed to have a beard. And I don't think you'd want to see me with a beard anyway. But it'd be scary. I wouldn't be looking like the dude we saw on the side of the road today hitchhiking, though.
Oh, we saw this guy. Oh, I wish, you know.
I wish we had a picture of it.
I still want to invent the product that you can wear around it. When you look at something, it just takes a picture. Because this dude, he was sticking the leg out, had a beard down to about halfway down his chest. I'd be really surprised if anybody picked him up this day and age. But man, I'll tell you what, he had the pose, and I have a feeling he was a professional hitchhiker. That dude was rigid, standing there, had his leg sticking out, had his thumb out, and he wasn't moving.
It was funny. I saw the leg out, and I'm like, what's his leg?
I thought it was a woman.
I thought it was like, man, is this a girl? I mean, he had long hair. And then we start passing by, and I'm looking, and I'm like, no, it's just a very skinny guy with a big, full beard. I mean, I'm talking ZZ Top beard.
Yeah.
Dark brown beard. So, I mean, he looked like Chong out of Cheech and Chong. I mean, it totally could have gone for him. I was going to tell you about a new app that I heard about. There's a new iPhone app called the Ugly Meter.
Jeez.
Have you heard about this?
No, my sister had an ugly book.
It says, it's just according to an article here, Fox News article, a new iPhone app called the Ugly Meter is just what cyberbullies, including elementary school kids, need to target easy marks, online security experts told FoxNews.com. The 99-cent app, now available for iPhone users on Apple's iTunes Store, uses facial recognition software that measures symmetry and other features. Downloaded more than 20,000 times and designed for users ages 9 and above, the app scans a snapshot and then submits a score of 1 to 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got it right here.
Do you have it?
Oh, I don't have a camera in my iPhone, or I would be...
You have to check it out.
I would be checking that out. Well, I don't have an iPhone, so I guess...
Oh, well, you don't have a camera in your iPad either, do you?
Nope. I got Gen 1, baby.
There you go.
Next one will have a camera. I'm not buying the next one.
There you go. All right. Well, I think we have one more final music break here. And I think I'm about ready to get out of here. What about you?
I am, too. It's getting late.
Yep.
You got work to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's 11:30?
Yeah,
really?
It is.
Man, my clock's wrong. I'm in, like, Abu Dhabi time zone here on this laptop. It said 10:56. I'm like, sweet. We haven't even been doing the show that long, an hour.
It's 11:30.
Wow. Okay, well, we're going to get out of here. This last song that I'll let Andrew kick off for us with his new toy is by a band called Spadey, and the title of the song is called Anyway, and we will see you on episode 45. Not sure when that'll be, but hopefully sooner than later.
It'll be less than 5 months.
But hang in there with us. Promise. We're going to get back into this. I swear.
Have a great week. See you next time.
Later.
Up a sleeve just might be the death of me. I might be crazy, 'cause at best it's just a maybe. I'm gonna do it anyway. Yeah, I'm gonna do it anyway. You'd think by safe. Besides, it's hope that springs eternal. When boy meets girl, you know the whole world changes its shape. That's why I can't stop thinking about it. I'm in a daze and confused. I'm all freaked out about it. What's up? I'm gonna do it anyway. Hey! I'm freaked out about it. Can't stop thinking about it. Might be crazy, 'cause at best it's just a maybe. I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna do it anyway. Just watch me. I'm gonna do it anyway. Anyway. I'm gonna do it.
I know what you're thinking, punk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? And to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?